should I put myself first, or should I do what the Bible says and love others as much as I love myself? I am going to explain briefly in one sentence what you should do about that. And then I'm going to break it down and explain how to do it without feeling guilty. In fact, I'm going to show you how to feel guilty if you don't do it. And guilty in a good way. Okay, ready? First of all, love others as much as you love yourself. That is one translation. In the Bible, Matthew 22:39, it says, love others as you love yourself. But in one translation, it says, as much as you love yourself. So number one, the reason why society is so messed up today is because people do love others as much as they love themselves, because they don't love themselves. That's the point. People hate themselves so much that they are willing to avoid human contact at all costs, including your health, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financially. So, love others as much as you love yourself. Here's the one sentence that will sum it up and what you should do. Be selfish in order to be selfless. Let me explain.
You're like, huh?
Okay. Some people will say that it is selfish, for example, to turn your phone off and take a break for an hour. Some people will say that it is selfish to get up early before everybody else. Some people will say that it is selfish to sleep in. Some people will say that it is selfish to make music or movies as a career. Some people will say that it is selfish to listen to music for 2 hours. Some people will say that it is selfish to go to the gym or to work out a few times a day. Some people will say that it is selfish to say no to something that you don't want to do. All of these are just a few examples of being selfish, and rightfully so. You should do those things. If you want to do them things and it's a burning desire on your heart, you should do those things. Be selfish. Take care of yourself, whatever that means. If you need to say no, if you want, I should say you don't need to say no, but if you want to say no to somebody, say no. If you don't want to do something for someone asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, say no, because God loves a cheerful giver, and people know when you're doing something just because you feel obligated. And of course, yeah, they're going to let you do it, but it doesn't feel good to you. Probably doesn't feel too good to them either. So be selfish. Take care of yourself. Take care of your own needs first. Sleeping, eating, taking a break. Maybe there's times where you need to walk away from somebody, because if you don't, you're going to have an argument and you're going to say things that you don't mean, or you need to hang up on somebody. Love you, Mom. She hates it when I hang up on her, but I hang up on her sometimes because I would rather hang up on my mom right now than to feel guilty later on for saying
beep
that I don't really mean and I wasn't really thinking about it. You know, be selfish to be selfless. Just for one example, when I hang up on my mom, that's being, in her opinion, that's selfish. But for me, I feel like it is being selfish in the moment. I'm not thinking about her right in the moment as much. Well, I am actually. I'm thinking more about her in the future. So I'm being selfish and like, okay, I'm gonna, because she doesn't want me to hang up on her, but I don't want to, but I have to hang up, because if I don't, I'm gonna be feeling really bad and feeling guilty in the future, and we're gonna have a bad relationship in the future if I say something that I don't mean, okay? So that's one example. But take care of yourself now. Your food, your boundaries, saying no to people, hanging up, walking away, saying no to something you don't want to do business-wise. People send me messages. Usually it's emails. They send me emails asking, do you want to do a brand deal with us? And it doesn't align with my values or my purpose and my mission, and I don't want to do it. I say no to pretty much everything right now because this is my focus, becoming a better communicator and helping you and selling my own stuff. So with that in mind, I'm going to be a little bit selfish right now, but it's really selfless also. I'm helping you. I sell stuff. I sell merchandise. I sell hoodies. You can get a hoodie that says tastes like money, right? Different colors, green, orange, black. 10% of that goes to Operation Underground Railroad. The hoodies are $45. Shipping depends on where you're at, but we ship all over. We take Apple Pay, we take Amazon Pay, credit cards. You can do a bank transfer, whatever. And it's all secure through my Shopify. I don't get to see your card information or your bank information. So anyway, go buy the hoodie, or you can also buy my recipe book, gluten-free, peanut butter, chocolate, diabetic-friendly, all natural ingredients, no sugar except maple syrup and coconut sugar, date syrup, and that's it. Okay, so back to your program. This is sponsored by me because I'm worth it, all right? But seriously, my name is Liberty, by the way. I didn't say that either. My name is Liberty V. Justice. There's no period in my V because my victories never end, and I'm here to help you get your victories, legend. So thank you for watching on YouTube, and thank you for watching on Spotify. By the way, subscribe right now if you haven't to Criminal Liberty on Spotify. I have 93 followers on Spotify, but ever since Anchor was bought by Spotify, they quit paying me, and I need 100 followers on my Spotify in order to get paid again. So please go and like the podcast and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you so much. If you don't know why my podcast is called Criminal Liberty, it is because my name is Liberty, and criminal because I'm a criminal because I want to be wealthy. I'm selfish because I want to be wealthy. When in reality, just like I said, I give to nonprofits like Operation Underground Railroad to help kids escape from sex trafficking because I was raped as a child. And I will do anything to help kids, not to mention I already have my own nonprofit. So everything I do is for you. Like I said, I've been doing this for years, homeless. Now I have a place to live. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for supporting my business and buying things from me so that I can sleep indoors. Okay? And I will be a billionaire anyway. So I'm selfish, okay? Because I spent all of my time doing this and figuring out how can I do a better show for you? How can I sell you more stuff too so I can make more money and help more people, okay? You have to protect your time. People say that time is money, but it's not. Time is more valuable than money because once you run out of time, you don't get any more time. Once you run out of money though, you can always get more money. And I know you're like, no, I can't go, I can't do it. I can't get more money. Hey, I want more money, but I can't. No, you can though. You can. Just trust me on that. Okay? And we're going to talk about that later. But right now, I just need you to understand that I know how it feels too. And I still feel those little pangs sometimes of being feeling like I'm being selfish. Like I'm doing too much for myself, which is not even myself. Like, yes, I'm filming. Okay, but is that for myself? No, because I hate talking to people. I hate talking. I'm being honest. I hate talking on video. I hate talking on the phone. I hate doing YouTube episodes. I hate doing Spotify video podcasts. But I love my results though. I hate running also. I hate running, but I'm a runner. I've been running for like 6 years, almost every day. But I run because I like the benefits. You see what I mean? Like I love the benefits and I love the process of becoming better at running. I love, you know, like today I had a bad time. I don't even want to tell you how bad my time is. Even, okay, 9 minutes is like my shortest time for 1 mile. 1 mile, that is sick. Like, I know people that do a mile in 5 minutes, 4 minutes. And I know, like, 4 minutes is like the record. But anyway, the point is, it's slow, and I enjoy the process of becoming a better runner and the results in my body as well. I like being feeling like I'm one of those healthy, crazy, nutty people, but I hate running, just like I also hate doing recording video content, right? But I record the video content and I feel like I'm being selfish sometimes. Back to the point. But I work on my business. That's all I do, right? I work on my business. Is that selfish? Okay, yes it is. But why am I doing it? because I'm selfish, because I want to help you. See what I'm saying? So I meditate 2-3 times a day. I should do more, maybe. Because why? Is that selfish? Maybe it is. Maybe taking time away from people. Maybe being alone almost all the time. I'm alone pretty much. Well, I am alone all the time. But I mean, I don't go out in public a lot. I don't talk to people that much in public. I don't make that many phone calls. Is that selfish? A lot of people try to call me. They want to text me. I don't answer texts. I don't go to phone calls. Because there's no value being added to my life from these phone calls and these texts, right? So is that selfish? Okay, yeah, sure. Maybe, in your opinion. But I'm being selfless because there's more people that need me out there. And just because I don't see you, and just because I see your likes, but just because I don't know your name, it doesn't show likes on Spotify. And it doesn't show, I mean, it shows, but it doesn't say who you are, right? Just because I don't know you, that doesn't mean I can't help you. That doesn't mean I'm not adding value. That doesn't mean I'm not helping you, right? So I'm being selfish, spending all of my time filming, being selfish, meditating, being selfish, saying no to phone calls, saying no to brands, saying no to these deals and that deals, saying no to the little money over here on TikTok, because as a business creator, I have a business account on TikTok, and I said no to that. I say no to the creator account. I switch. I used to get paid from TikTok, and I just found out, like yesterday, the reason why I'm not getting paid on TikTok anymore is because I have a business account, and I want a business account because I am a business, and because I want people to buy my products on TikTok, which they don't, because that up too. They're telling people they need to pay like $55 for shipping, which is not true. I even checked it out myself. I thought people were just trying to get attention on my live streams, but yeah, TikTok up. And I'm going to figure that out too. They won't answer my emails, whatever. And when they do answer sometimes, they're not paying attention to what I'm saying. But the point is, I'm being selfish to be selfless. And so, yeah, I'm saying no to certain things right now, which seems selfish to some people, when in reality, it's selfless. I'm taking time for me. I'm doing what I need to do, what I want to do, what God wants me to do. See, me, see how that sounds selfish? But I'm doing it to show you that you can. See? So, yeah. And guess what? I'm not going to make a long talk about this. I'm going to give you the bonus, like I said. I don't want you to feel guilty. I shouldn't have even said that, but you should feel bad, though. You shouldn't feel guilty, but you should feel bad if you're not being selfish. You should feel bad if you're not saying no to certain deals or certain phone calls or spending your time with certain people in certain places. Why? Because you're not taking enough time for yourself. You're not taking enough time to think. You're not taking enough time for the people who really need you, like your audience or your fans or your customers, whatever you want to say. You're not, because the more time you take for yourself to create now and to take care of yourself now, the more you can put into others. Boom. End of show. All right? You're worth it. Be selfish to be selfless, where you can truly practice what the Bible says in Matthew 22:39. Love others as much as you love yourself. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify and share this with a friend if you enjoyed it. And please go buy some of my products. Links below. We give 10% to Operation Underground Railroad because I was a child and I want to get these kids out of sex trafficking, which is because kids are worth it. I'm stealing your truck. Beep, beep. I'm rich, baby. I'm worth it. You're worth it.